power of truth as wisdom mirroring reality in the communication. And I'm actually staying at a Seth Center in Taiwan now and various times here in Taiwan. And so people are reading Seth and everything. Seth, 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 Seth. If you read the Seth material, it's pretty dense also. It's not hyper-complex. Hyper-complex you see in some funny channeling nowadays that is very, they're coming up with new terms on every page and explaining hyperdimensional physics, you know, with a completely new vocabulary and language and very, very detail-oriented and not particularly useful for anything. That's not Seth material, nor Ra. But Seth is also pretty dense, and every sentence has some important wisdom or perspective that is food for thought. So that's high density material, and I believe Seth is fifth, sixth density origin. So let's go further. Indeed, fourth density entities have a great abundance of compassion. Their work is wisdom. As to metal bending and paranormal skills, yes, indeed. Younger people manifesting that are probably double-bodied youth. Wanderers can't because we're subject to the forgetting, meaning we don't have a fourth density body activated, and it's more than the forgetting, as Ra explained. We're subject to the imprisonment or the limit put down by the 3D yellow ray body activation without higher density activation. So Ra talks about penetrating the forgetting with discipline, meditation, and working. Again, there are two levels of penetration. One is the pure awareness. I really am a cosmic being. My family, my home, my realm, my level is really not here, 3D. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And now I know my greater being. The other level of penetrating, forgetting, is actually activating a higher body, activating the fourth density body, and that's adept work, and that takes a lot more disciplined meditation, and, you know, again, that's a full-time job. It isn't, you know, meditation for an hour or two a day. It's very rigorous and very attentive to details of moment-to-moment experience. Okay, so then the idea is that these harvestable 3Ds harvested 3Ds won't affect the polarization, won't infringe on the free will of 3D majority, the free will to be confused, actually, and to choose their own method or timing of awakening or moving to love. They don't infringe because they're too young, which is interesting. And older wanderers don't infringe by way of, submitting to the hookup to the yellow ray activated body. As to how one can consciously bend metal, etc., this would be penetration of intelligent energy gateway, the gateway between sixth and seventh chakra. We'll talk more about that. As we get into the Healing and Balance PDF. And so again, in order to inhabit the fourth density sphere, which is being populated now by the double-bodied souls, meaning they're living there, here, now, but we can't see it. They can't see it either, necessarily. 3D bodies must die, of course. 3D can't make it, can't exist in the fourth density energy field. Same thing if you go to Venus, right? The methane gases and all the weird conditions on Venus, right? Ra says that's a fifth density positive civilization. And I believe that's true, and I've met some people who probably are from there. So you go there and you die in the methane gas, whatever it is. That's that represents the electrical fields of fifth density. But, you know, they're supraluminal above the speed of light, that energy field. We can measure other energies, but that doesn't really represent the fifth density field. So, let's see. That's a whole question as to, you know, it just means that, you know, when fourth density is fully underway, there will not be 3D bodies. And I assume that means that there's not going to be coexistence between 3D and 4D. So, anyway, how about question time? Any questions about 4D souls? Questions about Wanderer's Forgetting? Questions about Wanderer's Service or your service? Or about harvest and living and dying? Any questions?
I was just thinking about the metal spoon bending thing. Does this mean Uri Geller is double bodied?
It could be. Yeah, he's certainly naive in some ways. So yeah, he could be.
Because I don't know if I told you I bent a metal spoon recently.
Right. We know some other people who can do that in New York. Yeah, right. And that's, you know, now that doesn't mean you're double-bodied, but it could mean you're activating your fourth-density body.
Oh,
it doesn't mean you're one of those double-bodied youth, but it would mean that you're able to use, you know, it means that you've activated the gateway between 6 and 7 to some extent.
Well, I'm definitely not youth. Okay.
Your heart is ever young.
Right.
but yeah, no, it obviously, you know, you're not a double-bodied soul because of, you know, your timing, and I think you've been here a long time anyway, and your sixth density awareness. But that would mean that you've used the shaping power of intelligent energy because you opened the gateway somewhat between sixth and seventh chakra by meditation. And by, you know, past lives work and this life work. So, yeah, that's what that's about.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Renee asks, if we don't take our bodies into fourth density, then the Earth will not either. Well, you know, the Earth will absorb that body. All those bodies will die and get used as fertilizer. But what happens is, as fourth density begins after harvest, right? And my only way of reading that is that harvest is a discrete event. And, you know, there's a period of time, but it ends, and there will not be a period of 3D, 4D coexistence beyond this transition now. There will be no 3D bodies, no 3D artifacts, when fourth density is fully populated or when the planet is in true color green. Does that mean it happens in 2012, 2013, 2011? I can't say. So, Rosemary asks, would the multi-bodied or double-bodied entity most likely be an adult fourth density body at a harvest? Yes, I would think so, yeah. So the indigo children would be indigo adults. And in fact, there's a book called Indigo Adults. You know, they keep using their terms and developing them, making new words as they go along. That double-bodied soul will grow up, is growing up. They have grown up. And many of them are in their 20s, 30s, 40s. You know, when did this start? Ross said it was a relatively recent phenomenon in 1981. That recent could be 20 years, 15 years, 10 years. I don't think it means 2 years. So that would be 1970, 1960. So what? 1960? 1950? Who knows? 1955? 1965? So they're definitely going to be all the way up until the 40s and perhaps 50s. Is there a purpose to try to continue to activate fourth density? Will the 3D bodies have an opportunity to get to 4D? Well, a body doesn't evolve, right? The mind evolves. The body's not important at all. The body is a vehicle for soul consciousness in its process of evolution and service in this case. So 3D body will never get into 4D, nor should it. The real question is a wander in 3D, is there a value for us to try to activate the fourth density body? The conscious activation of higher bodies is adept work. And it takes quite disciplined meditation to do so. You can do whatever you want. There's no should, you see. There's a purpose. The purpose is, further love of the one creation. Further want, desire of joy and unity and service to all. Depending on the strength of one's seeking of the light, love of the light, desire for full enlightenment, desire for full manifestation of our being, then people do advanced practice and the adept path. So, the purpose is the accelerated evolution of mind, body, spirit. If you resonate with that desire and have that desire strongly, then you do the work. In terms of service to others, it's not necessary, but it improves service to others. In terms of evolution of the soul, it's valuable, of course, but that work doesn't have to be done here. We didn't come to Earth to become adepts. We came to Earth to be of service to the planet and to the entities around us. But indeed, service to the planet, service to other beings is greatly, enormously enhanced by activating a fourth density or higher bodies. So, it's your call. Renee says it's my biggest feeling to continue in growth. Yeah, I mean, again, it's a matter of how you define the growth, depending on how intensely you seek the light and what feels right now. For most people, that means reading and discussion and a little bit of meditation now and then. And, working through conflicts in relationships and taking good care of ourselves. And all of that is fine and good. That's a, 30-degree slope, 40-degree slope. If you want a 70-degree slope, then you become an adept. So, a lot of people have the view, our time of service is coming very soon. Our time of service is now. The harvest is now. It depends, I think, on what happens in regards to Earth changes and the negative agenda. I'll see if I can find a quote here from Ra. Here's a page. Law of One.info results. Search string gorilla. GURRILA. I'll read it for you in a moment. This was in session 65. And interestingly, if you're on the page and on the top, a little bit above, not total top, but a little bit above the questioner text, it says, show question number. Question numbers. So you show the question numbers and you'll see 65.7. Session 65, question 7. Click on 65, you'll be on another page, and I will give it to you right now. Session ID equals 65. Scroll down, get to question 7. Okay, in fact, I will read question 6 and 7 and 8 for ya, and you'll see this... something related to this question of our time of service coming very soon. 65.6, session 65, question 6. Questioner, with the coming changes, meaning Earth changes, as we progress into fourth density, such as changes in the physical third density planet due to the heating effect, and changes such as the ability of people to perform what we call paranormal activities, act as catalyst to create a greater seeking. Right? our service is in response to seeking.